The intention of this meditation is for you to meet your inner business development team of spirit guides. Inner business development team of spirit guides. And you're going to meet several of them. So please give yourself permission that throughout what I'm going to do, you're going to open your eyes, take notes, close your eyes, go back in. Close your eyes, and we're going to start going through this. So taking some deep breaths in, and just relax. And another deep breath in. And relax, just letting the energy slide away. Allow the energy to just slide away. Allowing yourself to feel yourself really sinking into your body, dropping those shoulders. Your neck feeling nice and relaxed. Breathing deep into your abdomen. Breathing deep, so deep that you feel like your breath is actually going to the bottom of your pelvic core, where your legs enter into your hip sockets. Deep, easy breaths. And you see in front of you a magnificent pillar of light that goes up into the heavens like the Beam Me Up Scotty image from Star Trek. And you walk towards that beam, and you can feel the changes in your energy as you get closer and closer to it. And then you merge and you go right in to that beam of light. And in that beam of light, it has a catalytic purifying ability to just shed in seconds, like snap your fingers, and all the obsolete crud just falls away that have been holding your energy, creativity, and success and happiness back. Gone. Boom. And it just dissolves. You don't even have to worry about it. It goes down some grounding cord somewhere out of your reality. And now the pillar of light starts to move, and you are being slowly, gently, but precisely moving up into the higher realms of spirit and the God force, like an elevator going up. And the elevator stops, the door opens, and you enter into this magnificent room, sacred chamber, where you have probably been before, because you've done this kind of exercise in the past. And you enter into this space, and you notice that there is a hallway, and you start to walk down that hallway, and it feels good. There's music playing. It feels very safe and welcoming and exciting and very purposeful, like you're being called forward through this corridor. And you get to a clearing that could be maybe a big meadow. Maybe it's another scene that you're intuition shows you. And there are lots of chairs there, like you're getting ready to meet some people, and it's you in the center and then a half circle of chairs, maybe around 5 or 6 chairs in a semicircle. And now sit down in that chair and set an intention of what you want to happen in your business. Think of the places of how your business is currently flowing that needs support, insight, strategy, resources, time, emotion, anything that you know you need, that your business would really do well with so that it could flourish. Now, as you are contemplating that, I'd like you to open your eyes and write down what you need so that your business will flourish. That means what you need in terms of who you have to become, as well as tangibles, measurables, a virtual assistant, a new computer, whatever. You understand what I'm saying. So go ahead and do that. I'll be quiet for a few moments. And you can add to this, of course, at any time. Now, you're going to call in this elite group of spirit guides. And guides includes angels. An elite group of spirit guides that are coming together with the sole purpose that your sole purpose express in all of its majesty in your business. So I'm going to be quiet while you say a prayer within yourself, asking that an elite group of business specialists and meet with you and sit in those chairs. And if you need to get more chairs, then of course they'll manifest. If you don't need as many chairs that are there, that's fine. Your prayer is asking that an elite group of high divine source energy spirit beings come together with the sole purpose and one of those members who will come forward, their job is to help you to keep adjusting your self-belief so that you can have a thriving business. And if you are not meant to have a thriving business for whatever reason, that same spirit being's job is to help you know what else to do. So I'm going to be quiet while you look at the, you can open your eyes and look at your list if you need to add anything. Otherwise, close your eyes and allow these beings to come to you. Now, as they do, and I'm sure some are already arriving, just notice how you feel as these different divine high energy beings are coming into your orbit. It's a very real energetic presence that is coming into your field of awareness energetically. Okay, I'll be quiet while they all gather. Now, of course, you can do this at your own leisure, giving yourself time to allow new beings to come forward whenever that is appropriate. Okay, now, what you're going to do is ask each being what they feel their role is in your business development operation. And you can tell them what you also would like them to do, if what you want to add is relevant to what they say their job is. So they're going to tell you, and you're also going to add if they haven't mentioned a particular role or a particular task or a particular plan that they can also be responsible for. Additionally, you are going to be adding any other beings that might not already be there that you know you need their support with so that your business will thrive. One of your spirit guides is to help you find the right places for you to do your public speaking so that you can have the impact that you are meant to have and where you're going to make money. Okay, I'm going to be quiet while you do this. I'm going to give you almost 5 minutes and then I'll come back. another minute. Just get yourself ready. Okay. Now, what I'd like you to do is discuss with them what you want to have happen in a short period of time. And I'm going to leave that up to you, whether it's a short period of time could be by the end of today, a short period of time could be by the end of this week, could be by the end of this month. Choose a intention that you want to have manifested. That could be an inner goal, meaning how you feel about yourself, where you're holding yourself back and you want that to stop, as well as an outer manifestation of something measurable, something tangible. So choose something. Something that you're going to be willing, because it's so important to you, to revisit every day until you either accomplish it or you're shown where to go next with it. Choose something. Okay, now, work out with each of these beings how you would like them to help you with this project, operation, mission, goal, experience, transformation, all of the above. And you're going to talk to each one. And what you're finding out from each one is, what do they know they can do? What would you like them to do? And anything else that they have as a message for you about this goal. The message could be a thought. You can either actually hear something. They may give you something, a symbol, a thing, and it is relevant to this goal that you want to manifest. So I'm going to give you another 5 minutes for you to go around your team and do that. You're working out the steps as well that need to be taken. So this is in fact a spiritual planning session with your business development success team. You've got another 5 minutes, so go into depth. And if you have questions or if you feel like you can't do it with them, discuss that with them. Say, look, I just can't get it together. And just let them talk to you what they can do, what you would like them to do, and any other message for you about this operation, mission, transformation, goal, intention that you want to experience. You have 3 more minutes. One more minute. Okay, and open your eyes and write down any notes that you might have, and then we'll complete the exercise. They're still there. Your team is still there. Just take some notes. Okay, now you can write more a little later. And then go ahead and close your eyes again. Now, see if any of them have a closing message for you. Just go around the room because they're going to leave in a moment. So let's see if there's anything else they want to tell you. And then say your goodbyes, and they all leave, you know, sending you love, everything good, all wonderful, exciting possibilities. And they're gone. And now you're going to come back by going in down that hallway and into the room, and you see that pillar of light elevator right there. And you go in there and come slowly but decisively back down the layers of spirit energies and dimensions. You can feel the earth plane coming up. Yes, you can. And then you come to the earth plane, the doors open. And just allow yourself to come back to the here and now with your eyes now opening.